Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I received a pre-qualified offer in the mail.
Okay, wonderful. Could you please give me... Yeah, could you give me the reservation code, please?
2311-4501-0062-0246.
Just one moment, please. And that would be Best and Dependable Home Health?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your business. And what is your name, please?
Nancy DeMano.
Okay, so you are the owner of the business, right, Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What would be the best number to reach you just in case we get disconnected or something?
Let me give you my cell phone, 757-615-1801.
Wonderful. And when did you become the owner of this business?
Oh, since I've always been an owner since 2000. I mean, since its beginning in 1988. But I took full time over the company in the year 2000.
Oh, but you're the owner since 1998, right? And is your business?
Yes.
Is it corporation or sole proprietorship or LLC?
Corporation.
S Corporation. Okay, great. And it's in I see. And it's in Virginia Beach, in Virginia, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if your business is a home health agency or
yes.
What exists?
Home health agency.
I'm sorry, what?
Home health agency.
Oh, yeah, home health agency. Okay. And what is your gross annual sales, approximately at least, let's say in 2015?
It is two companies, but they're, it's one's called Best and Dependable Home Health, and the other one's called Best and Dependable Professional Nursing. Combined, they're over $3 million gross.
Okay. Do they have a common bank account or two different bank accounts?
Two different
bank accounts. Okay. Do you have any loans on any of this?
No bank loans. No, nothing. Yes.
Okay. Good. So now you decided that it's better to work on bank's money, right? Yeah. Sure. So what do you need funds for right now? Are you buying any equipment?
Yes. Switching to a new software or making upgrade my equipment.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you actually don't have a place where people live. You just send your people to their homes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So right now you need funds for your computers and software?
Yes, and also to be able to hire people, more people, have some
cash
because Medicaid is very slow right now.
Yeah. So how much do you need for this software and computers? What's the price tag on them? Do you know?
Probably just $100,000 would be plenty.
$100,000? Mm-hmm.
Would be plenty.
Okay.
Yes.
100 to 120, you said?
No, 100,000.
100,000. Okay. Do you have the already like a quote from the company where you're going to buy it, or do you know who's going to be your vendor, who you're going to buy it from?
We'll use the same one. It's just we're switching from computers, bedside computers, an iPad.
Uh-huh.
iPad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you need to buy just iPads, or you need the software too?
Oh well, the software I see, but it needs to be upgraded if we were switching to iPads. I mean, it would be a different.
So iPads, you're gonna buy from where? You're gonna buy refurbished, or you're gonna buy new?
By Allscripts, too, the same company that we've been working with.
Mm-hmm. Do they provide financing, that company?
No, they. I had applied.
No.
They gave me somebody to apply for, and that's how they funded the first one. But I don't want to go through them again.
Okay. We will be happy to help you with this because we do financing for equipment. So in this case, we pay to the vendor, wherever you want us to pay to, and then you have a monthly payments to the bank. And it's very easy to apply. So for this equipment, I'm sorry?
Uh-huh.
What was your?
I missed the whole thing.
I said we will be happy to finance this equipment for you, and we pay to the vendor, to whoever you want us to pay to, whoever you buy from, and then you have a monthly payments to the bank. And these loans are usually for up to 5 years. It's up to you. You can make it for 2, 3, 4, but maximum usually is 5.
What's your interest rate?
Our interest rate depends on you were well established, you're long time in business, but what is your credit? Your personal credit. What is how good is your credit? Is it good, fair?
It was 720 before. I mean,
it's pretty good. Yeah, so we have really good programs for it. I'm not sure how good a collateral this is because it's a specific program for your business that affects it too, but I would expect it to be in single digits, the interest.
Okay. On an average, what is it usually?
See, we don't have an average because we approve almost everybody. We do this all the time, and we have very different clients with different equipment what they're buying, but the minimum probably like 7 to 8%.
Okay.
But
if I needed some funding for the operating,
Yes, we do both. Yes, it's just always better to do equipment first just to get approved, and it takes only like 48 hours, and then the next 48 hours will get you approval for a working capital. How much would you need for that?
Just 50 probably would be.
50? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that would be included in the 100, so.
Oh, that would be included in the one? So how much is your equipment?
Half and half, I guess.
Oh, okay, 50 and 50. Okay. So if you will give me your email address, I will send you the list of documents we would need to get you approved and to application, one for equipment and one for working capital. I will attach them to the email.
Okay.
So what is your email? I'm sorry?
Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y.
Mm-hmm. Nancy?
At the company name, all spelled out, best, B-E-S-T-A-N-D, dependable.com.
Mm-hmm. Dependable.com. Okay. So, Nancy, I will attach to application. For working capital, we will need your 6 most recent bank statements and 1 year business tax return. For equipment, we just need 3 months bank statements, first pages, which you will send me anyway for working capital, and the application. If you have the quote or any information on what you're buying, it's good. If you don't have it yet, just put how much you need for equipment on that application. But it will be 2 different loans. One of them is secured by your equipment, and the other one is unsecured loan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more questions I can answer right now?
Oh, thank you. That's good,
thank you. Okay, so my name is Lena. And I will send you this email in the next 5 to 10 minutes. If you will, for some reason, will not get it or will have more questions before you get it, my extension is 33644.
33644. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.